That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the SummitCast. We're thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join us for today's broadcast. I'm Doug Dayton, and I'm here with America's Headhunter, the one and only Chuck Jeter. Chuck, how's it going?
Doing good, Doug. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Man, I am excited that it is Memorial Day weekend. We've got a lot of great plans. Hope y'all guys are going to relax and spend some time and not go work the entire Memorial Day. I know that, we're going to be in here working for at least 14, 15 hours. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. We're going to go have a good time with our family. But Chuck, it has been an action-packed week in the office. I know my team has been working with a ton of breast imagers. It sure does seem like there's a lot of breast imaging opportunities out there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I would say every group we talk to needs somebody on site. We're starting to see a lot of pressure on, all the breast imagers want remote too.
Yeah.
I
know that probably the last 2 or 3 years I've seen more and more of these guys purchase their own imaging stations. And I know that the equipment's significantly higher end than for some of the other modalities, but, I know that at least in the groups that we've been working with, it has not been as readily available on a purely remote basis, but it seems like that might be shifting a little bit. What do you think?
Well, so, I mean, you've got the procedures that they do that the groups definitely want them to, be on site to do. So we're probably going to see, you're probably going to see, just like for you do an IR, you're going to see hybrid.
I'll bet you're right, man. I would bet a Buffalo nickel that we're about to see a ton of breast imaging hybrid opportunities pop up on the horizon.
Well, the remote jobs, just strictly remote for, screening and diagnostics are, those jobs are starting to pop up. And, we know one scenario that everybody's being creative. So you've got a group where the interventional guy is working a hybrid job. So he's coming from, California, going to the Midwest and, working 7 days on and going home, working 5-day shifts remote. And so, this group is doing remote mammo. They have a remote mammo spot, and they're going to let the interventional guys do the procedures and stuff. So everybody's, mixing it. And
so are you talking about like the interventional guys are going to do the breast biopsies and
stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is a creative way to look at it. So
a lot of them do all that stuff anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, general guys do all that stuff.
And with breast imagers, we know that most breast imagers want to do primarily, almost exclusively, breast imaging. So
all of them. I mean, there's very few that. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Man, and I know that the ones that I've spoken with even in the past 7 days, I mean, they've been doing exclusively breast imaging for so long that they don't even have an interest in doing any general as well. So what do you think this means for the market, Chuck?
Everybody, we're talking to, there's going to be tons of remote mammography jobs out there very soon. I mean, you see them and they're kind of tucked away and stuff, but I mean, it's just going to be the norm. I mean, it's not because we say it's going to be the norm. It's because when we talk to every group, I mean, the pressure, always forms the market.
That's a true statement right there. I mean, the pressure is what definitely molds the market. I know that we've spoke with, there's one group that has been our client probably for about a year and a half, and they cover several hospitals. And on the hospital side of things, the hospital just has not made the adjustments that they need to be able to provide remote work. They've kind of been in a box. They haven't been able to utilize the remote radiologists. And I've seen with this specific group, they have finally started putting some intense pressure on the hospital. Hey, listen, can we at least make some changes so that we can utilize some of these remote guys to help cover this hospital and it's not so taxing on our boots on the ground? The folks that are making the decisions outside of the box are the ones that are getting their needs met. And that's just...
They're ahead of the curve.
They're ahead of the curve, man. Yeah. You definitely want to be on the front side rather than the back side.
But in all fairness, I mean, it just has to be a, you know, everybody has to be informed and educated at their, you know, at the speed that they want to be. Because just because we call somebody and say, hey, you need to do remote or you need to give your group a stipend or, you know, we don't really say it like that. But if, you know, we just tell them what other people are doing, you know, they're not going to take our word for it and start doing it. They're going to have to feel our experiences. What we've seen is they're going to have to feel some of the pain, like somebody's going to have to leave. The group's going to say, we resign or whatever, you know, we're not taking call anymore. And, you know, some places that's easier to do than others because, you know, but there's one group, so, you know, that's in Southern California. And so I was talking to them this week, and they're like, they wanted me to give them some offers, show them some different offers throughout the country because they're going to talk to their hospital and hospitals or whatever and see about getting some help. And, you know, I sent them some offers, and they're like, oh, yeah, but that's not here in Southern California. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be in Southern California now. I said, your competitors is the whole country.
That's exactly right.
I said,
right.
Just because Southern California isn't well reimbursed for a lot of the locations, you know, by Medicare and stuff. I said, that has nothing to do with the guy that can live in Southern California and read from any state he wants to read from. And then they're like, well, but you know what? That only applies to general people, I'm talking about an interventional person. I said it applies to that as well.
That is exactly right.
We've got an interventional guy that's flying out to the Midwest that lives in Southern California and, you know, is working 12 days a month, partner, starting out $750. Partners, 1 year to partnership, you know, going back reading 1 week at home and partners making $900. I said, you know, and that's interventional. So, you know, these people are everybody that gets informed starts looking for jobs in other places than where they live.
Yeah, I know that. So for those of y'all who don't know, Summit's located in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex of Texas. We've had, over the past couple of years, quite a surge in our population locally of folks moving from California because of the tax situation and the property values and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's just that's the day and the age in which we live. People that love California don't necessarily have to live there, or they if they want to live there, they don't necessarily have to work there. But that's the beauty of remote. You can find something that fits what you're looking for, and you can kind of custom tailor your own gig most of the time. But, you know, I've seen quite a few new it seems like it's balancing out a little bit. There's a lot more of the groups that are saying, hey, this is great. You know, I would also like someone boots on the ground, too. Are you seeing an uptick on your side of the fence of folks that that need boots on the ground as well? Or
yeah, no, I mean, everybody can use, they would prefer that. I mean, that's, you know, and everybody, there's, you know, definitely, I mean, every group needs somebody. If you know, there's, I haven't talked to any group that doesn't need anybody. Some are probably a little more, you know, or, you know, there's a bigger urgency, you know, for certain groups. But, you know, most groups are, you know, they're improvising and, you know, doing whatever, taking less vacation, all making a lot more money because they're doing a lot more reads. And,
yep.
You know, so, but that's, no, it's.
We're seeing a lot more groups that are ponying up signing bonuses now, too. Are you seeing that on your side of the fence?
Yeah, for everything, actually. I mean, you know.
Even for remote guys.
Remote,
yeah. We're seeing some folks that are offering signing bonuses.
Yeah, $50,000 is not unusual. And, you know, if I was a radiologist, you know, everybody's curious now. And so, you know, it's going where it's going. The market is going where it's going. It's going to do what it's going to do. But if I was a radiologist looking or even curious, you know, and I would never recommend anybody, you know, be greedy or anything, but the market's changing and you know, I would, you know, if somebody is, you know, thinking about leaving their job or whatever, I would say talk to your employer and ask them, you know. And if your employer don't want to do it, it's not that they're, you know, they just don't understand what's going on in the market yet. And so, you know, once you, you know, we've seen so many people resign, and you know, the employer, that kind of puts their feet to the fire, and they start looking for replacements or what it's going to take or coverage or whatever, and then they end up coming back. And you know, I've never seen counter offers as strong and as many as I see now in this market. We almost, we like to deal with that even on the front end, say, listen, what are you going to do when you're,
sure,
you know, because that's what, that's what they're going to do if they're, if they go out and, you know, get their, you know, educate themselves and all that, and then they'll come back and say, oh well, it is worth keeping you, so hey, how about this? You know,
the, well, day, and I mean, 9 out of 10 times, if they don't do that for the physician that's on their way out, they end up having to do it for the physician that's on their way in.
Oh no, well, that's, yeah, I mean, that, that's, they end up paying for that coverage, you know, they end up paying a lot more than, you know, if they were just to kind of, but I think everybody's getting the hint, or the,
yeah,
you know, there's, the market's changing. I mean, just even out of radiology, I mean, look at inflation. Inflation is like, you know, if you worked at McDonald's, you know, you're going to want more money, you know, just because everything's costing more. So, you know, there's,
well, you know, and you know, I know that we started off talking kind of about breast imaging, like even in breast imaging, like I know that we've got an opportunity in Texas, and they're starting folks off at $600,000, and they're offering a $100,000 signing bonus for breast imagery.
Oh yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's
you Monday know, through Friday, no weekends, no call.
And I, you know, that's one of the better opportunities that I've seen pop up out there.
Vacation.
If you are a breast imager though, and you if you are looking for an opportunity in a specific geographic area, we have a lot of connections. And even if we don't have an active opportunity in that specific area, I want to encourage you to reach out to us, because a lot of times if we let our clients that might be on hold know that we have someone that's interested in an area, they might say, hey, we're not looking, but if you got a breast imager looking in this neck of the woods, then we definitely would be interested in having a conversation with them. So if you would be interested in finding out what's out there, I want to encourage you to give us a shout. The number here at the office is 817-483-4300. And you can just talk to anybody that answers the phone. If you want to talk to Chuck, his extension's 1001. My extension is 1002. Any of us would be happy to discuss what's going on in the market and what options that you have there. So other than breast imaging, Chuck, are you seeing any opportunities pop up for other modalities this week?
So, you know, what I, you know, what I think, you know, because everybody has been wanting to, not everybody, but a lot of, you know, they, everybody has seen this market, and a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, they want to supplement what they're doing. You know, there's sometimes there's some options for that, but the, you know, the working, so working Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 remote for general radiology, that's kind of going away. I mean, when I say going away, you know, we talk to a lot of people that want that, and we talk to a lot of groups that entertain that, but then the groups, what we're seeing is the groups are going, you know what, we're here on the ground doing all the stuff, you know, and
we'll give that to one of the folks that's actually here.
yeah, right. And so they're in the partners and stuff, and then you've kind of dealing with that. So we're seeing a lot of, you know, everybody needs 7 on 7 off evenings. Now they don't have to be 7 on 7 off. They could be, you know, you could work 200, what is it, 1 week in a month, you know, 40 weeks, you know, Monday through Friday, and, you know, do day, do, like, you know, do like 2 to 10, you know, or like a regular schedule. And, you actually make more money doing that. You know, it's all based on volumes. I mean, there's very, you know, there's very few, even if I've seen these jobs where they're paying by the hour, you know, they end up going to some sort of production model, because, you know, they just, the groups can't pay, even with the hospital money, they can't pay more than they're making, you know.
You know, it's, and it's interesting because even in breast imaging, today I heard a breast imager talking about how much they could produce, and I, in the last several years, I don't know that that has been a topic that has come up very often with breast imagers. But yep. The folks that do the work.
Yeah, they're known for lifestyle. They're known for, like, you know, the lifestyle. But it's not, you know, it's not really because it's been like that for a long time, the Monday through Friday, because they have the diagnostics, I think, which are the ones that have to be, you know, if somebody went to the doctor and they needed to know, like, right now or whatever, I think that's those. And then the screens, you've got all the, they do so much advertising and promoting, not the radiologists, but the hospitals and stuff for, sure. for, you know, mammal scans and all that stuff. So they have the opportunity to do all these screens, and then breast MRI is huge. And, you know, the one you were talking about that does, reads, you know, 20 plus breast MRs a day.
That's pretty impressive, man.
Yeah, so to your point, their volumes are going up just like everybody else's, and they're probably excited to.
And more of them are talking about AI nowadays too, utilizing AI in the breast imaging side of thing. And that's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that pans out across all the modalities. But I know that on our front, we still got OBL opportunities in multiple states. If you are looking for 100% interventional and you want to do something in an OBL setting, reach out to us. We got general gigs. We got neuro gigs. Man, seems like everybody needs a radiologist nowadays, doesn't it?
It does, and we're not here to try to talk people into doing anything that they don't want to do.
That is exactly right.
We're here to consult, and so we can say, hey, man, you know, you've got a really good job. You know, like I had a guy the other day. I mean, he applied to one of our jobs, and I talked to him, and, you know, I mean, he's working 4 days a week, and, you know, getting off 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And, you know, I asked him, I said, so what would better your situation? And he told me he's looking for a better schedule. And, hey, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying the groups out there, 4 days a week is a good schedule.
Yeah.
You know, that's.
I guess it's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. So I told him, I said, you know, you're doing good, man. You need to just kind of hold on to that one.
So, since we've been talking about breast imaging gigs, let's see here. We've got California. We've got the Texas in several locations. We've got
Georgia,
North Carolina. Where else are we? Do we have
these are all metro areas? So I've got a remote mammo opportunity. So here's the bits. We were told it's 100%, and it is 100% mammo. You know, Monday through Friday. This group wants you to work one weekend a month, and they say it's going to go to one in six weekends, but it'd be one in four right now. And so the question I've been getting from breast imagers is, hey, on the weekends, so I guess the weekends are not conducive with having too many, I guess, the diagnostics or the...
Sure.
So the question is there any general? And the answer is yes. You know, there'd be some general when they're not reading, you know, mammo on the weekend. So it's not quite 100%. It's basically 100% mammo Monday through Friday, you know, 8 to 5, or you could do 7 to 4, and full benefits, you know, making about 600, 580 to 600. You know, they've got to
get. Are they one of the ones that's offering a signing bonus?
So they haven't said anything about that yet.
That's still good, man, for 100% remote, making that much money. And that's it's a different day and age in which we live, Chuck.
Yeah. And they provide the equipment and stuff. Some of the groups, you got to buy your own equipment and stuff, but, you know, malpractice.
So are there any candidates that you've been talking to that you want to throw out there to our listeners, Chuck?
We've got about 15 breast imagers that are looking for Monday through Friday, no weekends, 100% breast mammo. Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah.
I had someone that I reached out to in California that they had responded to one of our emails that we sent out about a breast imager that we had that was looking in their neck of the woods. And in all fairness, I guess it was a doctor that forwarded our information to someone in their group that usually handles the recruiting. But, you know, we were just going through kind of talking about how we can assist them with the recruiting process. But they have had been so disenchanted that they have been recruiting for so long that they didn't believe that anybody would actually come to their location. And I'll tell you, we can find somebody for any location. Any location. It might take us a little while, but, you know, there's, it's simply semantics and numbers and calling people. And if you're willing to put in the effort and you're willing to screen through the candidates, then you can definitely find them. So if maybe you have had a difficult time recruiting for one of your positions, regardless of the modality that you're looking for, I want to encourage you to reach out to our team here. Number at the office is 817-483-4300, and you can reach Chuck at extension 1001. My extension's 1002. And we would love to hop on a discovery call with you and talk about how we can help you out. And, man, other than that, Chuck, I'm looking forward to going swimming on Monday and eating some good food.
Barbecue.
Sounds like, so we hope that you and your family have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend. This is Doug.
This is Chuck.
And we hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Yeah.